I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu announced a deal to return hostages held by Hamas in the Gaza Strip has been reached, clearing a hurdle toward a ceasefire aimed at ending the 15-month war between the two sides. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The announcement on Friday came a day after Netanyahu's office said there were last-minute snags in talks to free hostages in return for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of Palestinian prisoners. Netanyahu said he will convene his security cabinet later on Friday and then the government to approve the agreement. I'm Karen Chamas.
Israel's security cabinet has met Friday to vote on the deal. The full Israeli cabinet is due to meet later Friday to give a final approval before the ceasefire goes into effect sometime this weekend. U.S. President Joe Biden and key mediator Qatar announced the deal Wednesday after months of start-and-stop negotiations. Los Angeles area homeowners evacuated from their neighborhoods will have to wait to return to check on their fire-damaged properties. Authorities said Thursday teams must first assess the threat of potentially toxic ash and debris left by the blazes. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Crews are slowly making progress containing the fires. L.A. County Fire Chief Anthony Maroney says it's still not safe to go back.
The repopulation of residents in the evacuation order areas will not occur for at least one more week.
Hazardous materials teams and cadaver dogs are combing the areas block by block. Some people have gone back. Enrique Balcazar in Altadena could not believe what he saw.
Every house is burnt down on my block, except for my house.
Balcazar says the garage door burned a bit, but the garage didn't burn. I'm Ed Donahue.
Los Angeles County Public Works Director Mark Pastrella said many areas are unsafe with properties full of sediment, debris, silt, and hazardous materials. This is VOA News. Current U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, preparing to step down from his post Thursday, urged career civil servants who will stay on at the Justice Department not to let unfair criticism prevent them from doing what is right for the country. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland delivered a farewell address on Thursday. In it, he urged career civil servants at the Justice Department to abide by norms. Democratic critics of Donald Trump have voiced concern that the president-elect will undermine the independence of the judiciary when he takes office on Monday. He has often attacked Garland and other DOJ employees for what he says have been politically motivated legal cases brought against him. In his Thursday remarks, Garland also commended staff for not letting outside noise prevent them from doing what is right for the country.
But the story that has been told by some outside of this building about what has happened inside of it is wrong. You have worked to pursue justice, not politics.
That's Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reporting. A proto-starship made by entrepreneur Elon Musk's aerospace company SpaceX broke apart in space minutes after launching from a site in Texas Thursday, setting back the company's speedy rocket development efforts in a mission that had been expected to debut a key satellite deployment demonstration. Reuters correspondent Saikar Jasny reports.
Its breakup was seen over the skies of the Caribbean. The company said it lost contact 8 minutes after liftoff when its upgraded Starship upper stage, the top part of the rocket. It was carrying the company's first test payload of mock satellites. Elon Musk said a preliminary assessment showed an internal leak of liquid oxygen fuel led to the rocket's breakup. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration said it briefly slowed and diverted planes around the debris area. The FAA will likely open a mishap investigation that would ground Starship and check if debris fell on populated areas or outside the hazard zone. A probe could delay Musk's goal of 12 Starship tests this year, depending on fixes and an FAA investigation.
That was Reuters correspondent Saikar Jasny reporting. China's population has fallen for the third straight year, pointing to further demographic challenges for the world's second most populous nation that is now facing both an aging population and an emerging shortage of working-age people to help to support their elders. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The figures follow trends worldwide, but especially in East Asia, where Japan, South Korea, and other nations have seen their birth rates plummet. China 3 years ago joined Japan and most of Eastern Europe, among other nations, where the population is actually declining. The reasons are in many cases similar. Rising cost of living are causing young people to put off or rule out marriage and childbirth while pursuing higher education and careers. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That wraps up this news update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.